Is there anyone here who could use a friend? Perhaps that question isn't quite specific enough. There are, after all sorts of different types of friends. Perhaps you're somebody who would like to have a few more casual friends, you know, the kind with whom you cross paths just now and then. Or perhaps someone out there would be interested in developing some more good friends, those who have a more frequent presence in your everyday life. Or perhaps you're somebody who's interested in developing a best friend, the kind of person who is most frequent in your life during the ups and downs and highs and lows. How about having a friend for life? If that is something that you are interested in, well, it turns out that there's one available just around the corner in a parking lot near you. That, according to an advertisement in a local news magazine type of publication published this last June, there on the second page or page three is an advertisement which shows a photograph of a 2013 Subaru Impreza. And above that particular photograph are the words, "Friends for Life." According to this, for a mere $23,847, you can have a friend who gets about 36 miles to a gallon. The much bigger news, of course, is that we already have a friend for life, the friend for life whose friendship is absolutely free, Jesus. And this is what he put into print, this wonderful declaration found in the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John, where he says to us wonderfully and certainly, "I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." The ad in this magazine, kind of false advertising, really. For even though there are many things that might appear capable of generating a lifelong amount of pleasure, such as a sparkling new car, and even though various friends might play significant roles in our lives, there isn't a single thing or a single person that can truthfully promise to be a friend for life. Ask anyone who has ever owned the car or some other item of his or her dreams if the pleasure that it initially generated is something that lasted for decades or even years. Nothing which has the potential to rust or be stolen or be eaten by moths has the staying power needed to be a friend for life. Even the wonderful people that become a part of our lives can't really measure up to that lofty label, for people change, pathways part, people die. Jesus is the only one who can say without condition or hesitation that he is our friend for life. He is our lifelong friend, for he is the only one whose state of living is never interrupted. He is the one who is our side-by-side friend who does much more for us than any other person ever could. He stays close, hanging in there through thick and thin, through the ups and downs, promising, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." There's never a place where he's not present. He lifts us up when things get tough and lends his almighty hand. "All power is given to me in heaven and in earth," he assures. There's never a problem that he is incapable of solving. He's there to share whatever burden we might be feeling, willing to take it off our shoulders and place it on his own. We're invited to be casting our cares upon him, for he cares for you. There isn't a problem he doesn't understand. He shares joy when hopes are attained, and he warns us when we're doing something that endangers, as any good friend really does. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, after all, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Yes, Jesus is always there to hear, to help, to act, and to react in connection with whatever might come our way. How wonderful it is to have Jesus as a friend, for he is there as long as we're there. But that's only half of it. Jesus is our friend for life. Not only in the sense of being there at all times, he's also our friend for life with respect to the gifts that he alone is able to give. Now, in fairness to this ad here, I suppose that the caption Friends for Life might have just been intended to communicate that this new Subaru can add some life and vitality to your driving experience. But even if that's true, a new car, a new anything in this world, can only add a very limited amount of extra life or vitality or fun. Any life that can be generated by some earthbound thing, or person for that matter, is only feeble and fleeting. Only Jesus can give us life of the everlasting kind, which of course is his main objective. "I have come," he said, "that they might have life and might have it in abundance." His main goal is to see that we have eternal life. And as our friend of life, he gets us to the goal of eternal life by giving to us spiritual life already now. The hymn that was selected for Tuesday used the phrase, "the hidden life." Invisible to the world and also to us is that spiritual awakening which only the Lord is able to bring about inside. That spiritual awakening which is graciously given to replace the spiritual death with which every one of us was born. We aren't capable of replacing our natural death with life. We aren't even inclined to do so. But Jesus can. Our friend for life can. And working in perfect harmony with the Holy Spirit, he gives us the needed spiritual life. He explained how the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. In connection with his word, our friend for life gives us the Holy Spirit, who is known as the giver of life, thereby providing us with the needed spiritual vitality, also known as faith, the faith which saves. True spiritual life, that is faith, leads to eternal life. "He who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life." Part and parcel with his gift of spiritual life is the gift of eternal life in the world to come, and how wonderful that will be from day one. By removing all condemnation through the shedding of his blood, our friend has prepared for us a place where there are no downs, only ups, no sorrows, only joys, no tears, only laughter, no sickness, only health. Our friend for life will soon bring us to the land of the living, where all things bright and beautiful live in perfect harmony and peace. Could anyone here use a friend for life? Turns out every one of us has a friend for life, the perfect friend, whose friendship is free. Free for us, that is. It wasn't free for him. In order to establish peace between himself and us, it cost him everything. It cost him his life. But our friend was willing to pay that so that we could be friends for life and so that he could provide us with eternal life in paradise. What a friend we have in Jesus. Hymn 457, stanzas 1 and 3. 457, 1 and 3.